Chapter 1. Rebecca tapped her foot lightly against the end of the driveway. Her arms were crossed and her eyes narrowed. She had been waiting in the same spot each day for the past 3 days. She was sure that today would be the day. When the mail truck began driving up, Rebecca was ready for it. A tall and thin man in a blue and white uniform leaned out of the window of the mail truck. He smiled under his thin black mustache.
"Hello again," he said.
"Hello," Rebecca smiled in a friendly tone. "Do you have any mail for me?"
"Sure do," he replied, and handed her a stack of mail. There were plenty of advertisements. There was even a magazine for her parents.
"Thanks," Rebecca said glumly, her shoulders slumped.
"Oops," he chuckled, and held out a small envelope to her. "Looks like I missed one."
Rebecca grinned and snatched it from his hand. He gave her a small tip of his hat and then drove off to the next mailbox. Rebecca was about to tear open the envelope when she heard Happy shrieking.
"It came! It came!"
Mouse called out as he ran down the sidewalk toward her. His blonde hair was bouncing, as was the tiny white mouse in the front pocket of his shirt. In one hand, he waved the small envelope he had received. The other reached up to make sure his pet mouse didn't bounce out of his pocket.
"Me too,"
Rebecca said happily as she held up the envelope. It was decorated with balloons and party hats. When Rebecca tore the envelope open, a little silver dust drifted out of the envelope. Mouse opened his, too, and giggled as the dust landed on top of his pet mouse's head. They pulled out the cards inside at the same time. They were invitations to RJ's 12th birthday party.
"I can't believe my cousin is already 12.
Rebecca shook her head.
"I can," Mouse grinned. "With his detective skills, he should already be working for the police."
"That's true,"
Rebecca nodded as she read the invitation over again.
"He taught me everything I know."
"Not everything,"
Mouse pointed out with a smile.
"True, you taught me the rest."
She laughed at Mouse. He had been her best friend for a long time, and she had learned a lot from him as well.
"I can't wait for the party,"
Mouse grinned as he clutched at his invitation.
"It's going to be so great! We're going to the big city!"
"RJ said it's going to be on the roof,"
Rebecca said gleefully.
"We'll be able to see the whole city from there."
"Wow! It's so nice of him to have such a great party and even invite us."
Mouse tucked his invitation back into his envelope.
"I'm counting down the days."
"Only 4 to go,"
Rebecca cringed.
"And I have no idea what to get him for a present."
"Oh, I already have something for him,"
Mouse said with a mild shrug.
"You do?"
Rebecca asked with surprise.
"What is it?"
"It's a surprise,"
Mouse laughed, his eyes shining.